And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys show each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at St. Peter's Lutheran Church, just south of Door. If you're up in Grand Rapids and you're listening, you're going to take 131 south down to the Door exit, go about 3 miles to the west and hit 18th Street, shoot down here about a half a mile. There is a giant chicken barbecue going on down here. It's free for vets and active duty and their families. We're just helping do a little fundraiser here for Operation Injured Soldier. A little bit later in the show, we'll have a representative from that organization to tell you a little bit more about who they are and what they do. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, welcome back to the show. And we had some lady run through the church hollering for Bob. I'm in there talking to some vets. So I forgot we were back on the radio.
Well, you know, we'll make it work.
Yeah, I want to clarify one thing, though. It's really not a giant chicken.
It's not?
No. It's a bunch of little ones.
It's a bunch of little
cut
chicken
in half.
In a giant barbecue.
There you go.
Yeah, all right. That's great.
And I think, you know, based on the apparatus I see out here, we got us a real a bunch of Texas boys here barbecuing, and I think they know barbecue, and they got themselves a little handmade smoker there that's pretty doggone sweet. I'm almost thinking about copying it and patenting it. What do you think?
Yeah, you know what? In a minute or two after we get done here with our friend Tim Sobey from Sobey's Meats, we're going to break that smoker down a little bit with the chef himself. He's going to join us. But right now, Tim Sobey, Sobey's Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids. You out there, my friend?
Yes, I am. How are you guys doing today?
Tim, we're great, man. Better now that we're talking to you, because as soon as the show's done, we're busting your way to come get some of that fabulous Sobey's Kielbasa, that homemade brand. I'm going to throw that down for a bunch of people this afternoon. Their mouths are already watering, waiting for it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. We'll get you hooked up, and you know, the routine you get here at the end of the day, you got to help us with cleanup, right, for a Dipsy Doodle?
Yes, sir. I know how that works, and that's a
yeah. So you're going to be selling Dipsy Doodles here pretty soon. Is that correct? Can we announce that on the air yet?
Yes, we can. Yeah, hopefully by the end of this month we'll have those. And you know, we talked last week about getting some of the nice Hudsonville lines, and see if we can get some of these local microbrew beers in here as well.
That's excellent. Now, you're a Cajun grill dealer, and you're going to do something for the Alzheimer's Foundation right now, and you're going to take that big Cajun grill and put a smoker box on it, a $2,000 elevated, one of the best grill smokers in the world, and you're gonna donate that to the Alzheimer's Foundation, and you're selling raffle tickets for $5 a piece. So you got
That's
a chance
correct.
To win a $2,000 state-of-the-art Cajun smoker grill for $5. I'd be buying like four of those tickets if it was me, but I already own one, so I probably won't be trying to gamble on the thing, but it'd be a sure worthy cause.
You know, even if you have, let's say it's your neighbor or friend or something like that, they did something nice for you, buy a ticket for them. You got one, and, you know, man, if they won one and you were able to say, hey, thanks for shoveling my driveway this winter, and here's a nice Cajun grill, he'd probably shovel it again for free next year.
Okay, give me 20 tickets. I got a Ben Franklin for you.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yep.
And the drawing is August 25th. Is that right? The weekend before Labor Day?
That's correct. Yep.
Okay, so get out to Sobey's.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Get out to Sobey's Meats on Remembrance Drive. What's your address?
It is 3450 Remembrance Road.
Okay, and that's just at the beginning of Remembrance, as soon as it spikes off northwest off of Leonard. Sobey's Meats, it's on the left-hand side on the west side of Remembrance as it shoots up diagonally, It's a great big store, great big sign, and lots of meat.
Lots of meat and rubs and spices and charcoal, and we got a lot happening over here. So, yep, we'll find something to pair that up. Local produce is hot coming in now. So we got a lot of things to get you in here for and load you up before you leave.
Okay, thanks so much. That's Tim Sobey from Sobey's Meats. Go get back to work, son.
Okay, thank you very much. You guys have a good day.
All right, we'll see you in a bit, Tim. Looking forward to heading down there after the show and picking up some stuff. You've got a huge frozen food section, too, big seafood. This is kind of a place that does it all. When you're getting ready to throw down in your barbecue, you hit Sobey's, you're going to walk out of there with a basket full of stuff, and you're going to make all your guests just happy because he's got fresh. Fresh is the word there. He's cutting all his own meat, grinding all his own sausages and everything. But great place. Now, we've got with us a gentleman named Philip, and you're going to understand when we talk to Philip that he didn't grow up around here. We're up here in the north, up in Michigan, and Philip, he's a Texas transplant, but he's given his time, his company, Thrivent Financial, is sponsoring this event today, helping raise some money for the Operation Injured Soldiers. But just wanted to break down your grill and what you're doing here today, Philip. Welcome. Yeah, okay. I guess we didn't have his mic on. So let's start that over again. Philip, welcome.
Thank you very much. Good to be here. We've been cooking for years, and I got tired of borrowing other people's equipment, and so I decided to build my own, and I kind of begged, borrowed, and stole the propane tanks and whatnot to build it, and here we are today.
You know, it's unique because it looks like a giant baseball on a tee that you take your third graders and they play baseball and t-ball. That's exactly what it is. I don't know where you found a perfectly round propane tank. They don't have those here.
It's like
Michigan.
The ultimate sports smoker right there. You can make any ball out of it. Basketball, tennis, volleyball, golf.
That's
it
right.
It could be a golf smoker.
Right.
The number one idea going into the clubhouse, though, is to paint it like the Earth and to paint global warming on the side, you know. So we got that idea out there, too.
Yeah, I don't know. Today's probably not a good day to talk about that.
Global warming,
you were doing good until then. Let's talk about Thrivent for a minute. You're with Thrivent, and I'm a member of Thrivent. You are an actual financial representative, and you guys have donated all the meat for this event. That's very cool. That's totally typical Thrivent, Aid Association for Lutherans, it used to be called.
Right. I'm a certified financial planner with a grilling problem. And as a fraternal organization, Thrivent, we have a special tax status that allows us to put money back into projects like this, back into the communities where our member owners live and work. Makes us a little bit different than a lot of other companies out there.
So we got a guy that can handle money and meat. That's
great. Exactly. And speaking of money and meat, get out here to St. Peter's Lutheran Church. We're on 18th Street, just south of Door. It's not a big chicken barbecue. It's a chicken barbecue with a lot of little chickens out here. But
you're like the king of segues,
right,
okay?
He's got he's got a lot of them done already and cooking more. Their suggested donations of $7. But if you're active or a veteran, you and your family can eat free. There's going to be a silent auction and a live auction inside. Get out here. It's cooled. It's air-conditioned. And check this thing out. Because
that's a great point. And you know what's in there, Jop? We've got the best thing in that auction out there is a Detroit Red Wings experience. If you've never had a Red Wings experience, this is the one you want. It's two tickets. It's a jersey. And then a chance to get in to the locker room and hang out with your favorite Red Wings player who's going to sign that jersey. This is another great reason to come out here and something to bid on and have some great chicken from Philip here.
Yes, we're looking for 500 people, so we want to run all the way out today.
That's excellent.
Going to be a beautiful day to do it. The heat is broken a little bit. We're sitting here trying to keep our papers down on the broadcast desk because the wind's blowing, so it's a beautiful day to get out here and door, have yourself a chicken dinner, and help us raise some money for a fabulous cause. Coming up next, we're going to talk to one of the gentlemen that runs Operation Injured Soldier, and he's going to break that down for us, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Grilling Club. You're listening to Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.